Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 42 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, March 25th, 2010, from just outside of High Corbett Field in sunny Tucson, Arizona, where the Chicago Cubs played for the very last time earlier today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting, as always. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. Bet you thought I forgot our sponsor. I have not. That was the theme from The Fugitive, for those of you curious to know. Is that too much reverb on the microphone? Let's tune that down just a little bit. That's better. And, of course, we do have a sponsor. We have the same sponsor every week because that's just how we do it.
Already on Omaha, you can't eat cotton, but Hinky Dinky welcomes spring with a spectacular sale, bringing you 1,000 extra free top value stamps, plus an array of famous brand foods, all priced to save you money. For example, with one of your newspaper coupons, you'll receive 100 extra free top value stamps with a purchase of any 3 pounds or larger H. Bar D. brand beef roast. You'll get another 50 extra free top-value stamps when you buy 2 pounds of sliced bacon, or bacon by the piece. Another newspaper coupon is good for 100 extra free top-value stamps when you buy the king-size bag or twin pack of Hinky Dinky potato chips. Fill your stamp book fast during the big Welcome to Spring sale, and
put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Likewise, every day is a special listening day to Audio 1290. That's Coil here in Omaha.
Yes, that's Coil there in Omaha, although that's we're in business, but they're not. And it is the back-to-spring sale at Hinky Dinky Supermarkets. This is the first episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio for spring 2010. Thank you for tuning in. And spring, well, it's time for spring cleaning. And if it's time for spring cleaning, that can only mean that it's time for Fats Waller and some serious spring cleaning. And let's try this with the play button.
Ooh, that ain't the cleaner. Head tears. Yes, yes, I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees, change scene again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in Lover's Lane, turn on the brook, make it run again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon. Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do, spring cleaning, get ready for love.
Thank you.
lady, we can't haul your ashes for 25 cents. That's bad business. But I'll tell you what we do. Dust off the wintry bowers. Wash them out with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers. Shine up the moon above. Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky. Like beans to spring cleaning. Get ready for love. Yes, yes. Yeah, that's the real cleaner. Back up.
You know, if anybody ever asks you what Little Rock and Omaha have in common, be sure to mention that song by Grand Funk Railroad. They are an American band. They still are an American band. And did I hear them mention being up all night with Freddie King? Well, I guess, why sure, why not?
Thank you.
And that was Freddie King's Hideaway from 1961. Some of my regular listeners aren't tuned in tonight, but some of them put in requests, and I'm going to kill that spider. Dang. And I'm going to play some of those requests because I know they're going to hear them on the archive broadcast. I'm not sure what motivated this. He probably heard it on the radio. This goes out to my dad, and this is Tom Waits from his 1973 album, Closing Time, and this is I Hope That I Don't Fall in Love with You.
Whoa.
Well, I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Falling in love just makes me blue. Well, the music plays and you display your heart for me to see. I had a beer and now I hear you calling out for me. Well, if you sit down with this old clown, take that frown and break it. Before the evening's gone away, I think that we can make it. Feelings you don't understand. Well, I turn around to look at you and light a cigarette. I wish I had the guts to bum one, but we've never met. And I hope that I don't fall in love with you. Lonesome just like me, and if being late you'd like some company, well, I turn around to look at you, you look back at me, the guy you're with, he's up and split the chair next to you. I'll have another stout. Well, I turn around to look at you. You know where to be found. I search the place for your lost face. 'Cause I'll have another round.
And that's Tom Waits on vinyl here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I don't know if you could tell that from the lousy cueing job I did at the beginning of the song. Well, what can I tell you? We have a passing to commemorate yesterday. Johnny Maestro passed away. Who's Johnny Maestro, you might well ask? Well, he was the lead vocalist of a group that began its existence in the northeastern part of the United States as the Del Satins. and then they were called the Crests, and they finally, in the in the pop psych era, broke through as the Brooklyn Bridge, and this was their big hit. The worst that could happen. What's the worst that could happen?
Girl, I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure.
Oh,
Of course, that bit of insanity was Weem Away, courtesy of Ima Sumac. And I believe there were actually two key changes in that song. I'm not sure that that's something you get to hear just every single day. If you've been curious to know, or if you've wondered over the years, just exactly what it would sound like if you took Paul Williams and held his head underwater while he sang, fear not. We're going to answer that musical question right now. This is his 60s band, The Holy Mackerel, and their recording of a song by Mr. Williams called Wildflowers.
Take me up to the front, take me up to the front. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers, and I don't care if I never get back that same room for the whole. Even if they don't make it the same, for it's one, two,
Well, I mentioned at the top of the program that the Cubs played their last game at High Corbett Field in Tucson, Arizona. They played the Arizona Diamondbacks today, and this is the last spring training for spring training baseball in Tucson, as the last of the teams head north to the Valley of the Sun next year, and all of it will be in the greater Phoenix metro area. Manager Lou Piniella did not make the trip with the team to Tucson today to face the Diamondbacks because of a sore back. The two-hour bus ride was deemed too much for Lou, and this provided Sweet Lou from having the opportunity to watch left-hander Tom Gorzolani in his final attempt to make the starting rotation. Tomorrow, Lou's expected to announce the pitching rotation for the beginning of the 2010 season. Also down in the back is future Hall of Famer first baseman Derek Lee, who received treatment today for a freak injury. He hurt his back before yesterday's game during the pregame meal when the chair he was seated upon collapsed, according to Lou. He expects to see Derek in the lineup again on Friday. In better news, the Cubs defeated the Diamondbacks 7-2 today. Gorzolani got the win, going six innings, giving up two earned runs on five hits and striking out four. Tyler Colvin went 2-for-4 today with two RBIs, and he's now hitting .444 for the spring, but he is yet to take a walk in the entire spring campaign, which doesn't speak well for his plate discipline. So we're going to see how that pans out. I still believe he's going to break camp with the Major League Club and head to Chicago. We're heading into the last week of spring training, and I, for one, have pennant fever. Well, we're starting a new feature on Hinky Dinky Time Radio this week. We are going to pay tribute every week to the Big Ten WCFL Chicago, a very important radio station from my childhood, my youth, that is no longer a music station or a top 40 station, though very few stations really are anymore. They were the voice of labor. CFL stood for the Chicago Federation of Labor. They were owned and operated by a labor union, which is kind of interesting. So we're going to start this new feature. It's going to plague you every week. It's the 40-40 feature. And what we're going to do is play the number 40 song from 40 years ago during the current week.
WCFL, Big Ten Music.
And we'll get the volume level on that kind of under control. The number 40 song from 40 years ago this week was, let me find it here. I'm looking. It's right here somewhere. Hang on. Okay. I'm going to look up and down my list here. Let's see. What was number 40? It was actually number 40 for the week of March 23rd, 1970. And blast it. I know it's here. I know it's here. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? It's not that. Oh, for crying out loud. Where the heck is it? All right, we'll get back to that in a little while. We're going to hear now from the newcomers, from the Complete Stax Volt singles, 1968 to 1971. This is a track called Pin the Tail on the Donkey.
One day the tail will be pinned on. treat and return your love to me.
Love me just a little.
So I get a do-over, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Thanks very much.
WCFL, Big Ten Music.
And the number one, or the number 40 song from 40 years ago this week, from March 23rd's Big Ten Music Survey, WCFL, is Brooke Benton's Rainy Night in Georgia.
By my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, and it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest, and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world. Kinda lonely that, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world? You're talking about raining, 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 raining over the world.
Thank you. I am the American trucker. The road I travel is asphalt and endless. It is my life and my living, a narrow ribbon of energy that is freedom. It drives me through crises, from runaway rigs to runaway inflation. It pounds me, shakes me, spits me out at the next truck stop, a sore, tired, knotted mound of muscle, aching to get back on the road quickly, loaded, and running. I am an American trucker. I am a professional, many professionals. I am a tax man, financial planner, governmental affairs expert, bookkeeper, accountant, lawyer, economist, marketeer, insurance agent, mechanic, safety expert, a little bit of a lot of people. I am a trailblazer in a vast country where every citizen makes his own way if he has the guts to gear up and get rolling. I am a man for all seasons, on 2 feet and 18 wheels. I am an American trucker. My office is a small space with a large view. My climb into it is at my speed, in my way, to meet a vista that's a little higher, a little wider, a little grander than high-rise concrete and steel. My day is a cycle. I work in the cool, eerie stillness of the lonely night. Watch the day glimmer to life, streak through the midday sun, and feel the darkness slowly creep up into my rig and surround it once again. My time clock is my own. I am an American trucker. I live my days in a different lane. I count time by mile markers, progress by the load, endurance in black quarts of coffee and fistfuls of cigarettes. I measure life in lines, power lines, white lines, double lines, phone lines, fuel lines, toll lines, dotted lines. I number myself among a rare breed of workers who wrap their hands around the wheels of a small business on six axles and move it where they want it, in the direction they think is right. I am an American trucker. We are a community. We have drive and overdrive, big dreams, and a road that brings us closer to them mile by mile. We are citizens of a nation within a nation, possessing our own language, our own look, our own codes, our own rites of passage. We are a people who run on diesel and hard, honest work, constantly moving, wandering, and wondering what's on the road ahead. I am an American trucker. Yesterday is what was, a history written on so many pages of reports and forms. Today is what matters, even though its name is often forgotten. Tomorrow is uncertain. I only know I will not be where I am now if the road and the load are with me. I am an American trucker. I depend on the road, but in return I get independence. I grow to see many things, but with one sure vision. I am many people, but one proud individual. I am the American trucker.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run. We'll be right back.
trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch old Bandit run. Old Smoke has got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, load it up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your Bandit run.
And that's the late, great Jerry Reed singing Eastbound and Down. That's the theme music from the 1977 film Smokey and the Bandit. Heard a rumor they're going to remake that. Hope it's not true. Before that, we heard the legendary disc jockey Dave Nemo and his spoken word recording, I Am the American Trucker. You know, I discovered Dave on the radio doing his overnight radio program for working truck drivers on WWL New Orleans with a repeater out of Lexington, Nebraska on radio station KRVN, if I recall correctly. In 1988, I was on a road trip, an overnight drive to Dallas with my friend Ray. We were on our way down there to hear the Grateful Dead, and we were flipping through the dial looking for something interesting to listen to, and we heard Dave's show, The Road Gang, and it featured what Dave called country music like it used to was. And that's what it was, and that was just fine with us. Dave's still on the microphone. He's working on XM Sirius now on weekday mornings, and I think. And I don't have access to that, so I don't know how he's sounding these days. But he was sounding pretty good back when he recorded I Am the American Trucker.
Spring is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I thank you. spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? All the stars appear. Why doesn't the night invite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here. I hear
we just heard from two gentlemen, and one of them seemed a little more excited about spring than the other. We heard from Frank Sinatra from his album Only the Lonely with those great Nelson Riddle arrangements doing Spring Is Here. And the second song we heard was by a fellow named Edward Keel, and it was called I Am Very Glad Because I'm Finally Going Home. And if you thought it sounded good, you should see how it looks. What I'd like you to do is gin up the curiosity to, when you've got the time, visit youtube.com and in the search box type T-R-O-L-O-L-O, all one word, and search and watch the video. Because as great as that vocal performance was, it ain't nothing without seeing the video. Thanks a lot for that, Edward. And I wanted to get that on the air before my buddy Rory got it onto his show and before everybody in the universe has seen that video and grown tired of that melody. I'm not sure I ever will. We're going to start winding things down here on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like those of you that have tuned in this evening to know that I appreciate it. And those of you that are listening on the archived recording, I appreciate you too. Without you, there'd be no fortune to make in radio. Thanks very much. We're gonna slow things down eventually, but not right now. We're gonna listen to some old Rare Earth. Rare Earth. David Clayton Thomas. This is their recording of Ray Charles's What I Say. No more phone calls. The switchboard lit up and everybody was calling the studio to correct me, and I apologize. I don't know what I was thinking. Yes, of course I know that's not David Clayton Thomas singing with Rare Earth. Mr. Clayton Thomas, of course, sang with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and that was the marvelous Pete Rivera singing with Rare Earth. And can you imagine that he was laying down that vocal while he was playing the drums? Yes, he was. Well, we're right up to the end of another episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope everybody has a great Friday, a great weekend, and please join me back here next week for more mayhem and frolic, because that's what we do. We engage in mayhem and we enjoy frolic on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday. came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?